This Week in Agriculture, a production of the Red River Farm Network. I'm Jamie Dickerman with a look at the markets. Well, USDA supply and demand report coming out on Friday showing significantly lower yield figures than trade expectations. According to StoneX chief commodities economist Arlen Suderman, that puts some pressure on South America's corn crop this year.
Corn and soybean stocks on the quarterly stocks report for December 1 came in considerably below trade expectations. Ending stocks, therefore, saw a considerable drop, projected ending stocks, I should say, with corn dropping to 1.54 billion bushels and soybeans to 380 million bushels. That removes much of the margin for error for the corn stocks going into the prime growing season for South America if they have any type of weather problems, as well as the U.S. Midwest growing season in the year ahead.
COO of Van On and Company, Christy Van On, said it was kind of uncharted territory. Slight increase in harvested acres for corn, but Van On said the yield decline numbers were shocking.
We ended up chopping off 276 million bushels out of the corn pipeline in one shot. And so that really dropped us. We ended up going from a 1.738 billion bushel carryout down to a 1.540, and they increased the average farm price from 410 to 425. So it was a really friendly corn number. That's a friendly carryout for corn. It really is. It's starting to get tight. The world dynamic on corn is a tighter carryout. You've started to see that drop over the last 5-6 years.
The cattle market had a great 2024, which continued on early into this year, according to Matt Lockenmeyer, KIST Livestock Auction field manager.
Extremely rewarding for the sellers, you know, and when you look at the way the market started off this fall, you know, with everything going on, you know, they started out pretty strong, and prices guys haven't seen in quite a while. So, and as we continued going through it, it just seems like we've gained quite a bit of momentum, and like I said, mentality driven, and demand for the beef side for feeding these cattle, and the outlook is sure driven a super strong market.
Lockenmeyer says he's hopeful this will continue.
The amount of cattle that are around there throughout the, you know, upper Midwest here in the United States is definitely down in numbers, and that's what seems to be making the mentality-driven markets as of today. And when you look at where we're at, you know, you hope that we have an economy that can withstand the price of this beef.
The CME Group plans to compete head-to-head against the Minneapolis Grain Exchange with a spring wheat contract. The Chicago Board of Trade already trades soft red winter wheat and hard red winter wheat. This new contract will be launched in the second quarter. Miami International Holdings now owns the Minneapolis Grain Exchange. The Federal Open Market Committee has released the minutes from its December meeting when it made a quarter-point interest rate cut. Fed officials said a more cautious approach will be taken for future interest rate decisions. The officials also citing growing uncertainty about trade and immigration policies in the second Trump administration. The contraction phase is continuing in the beef cattle herd. USDA chief economist Seth Meyer says that is also being felt in the dairy markets.
On the dairy side, profitability has been good as well over the last year, or decent. But here too, ability to expand and respond to any profitability has been hampered by that same contraction in the beef herd, which has made kind of beef crosses for dairy heifers profitable as well too. So maybe a little short on the purebred dairy heifers to expand the herd has kind of reduced the incentive to do so.
Year-over-year red meat exports up in November. Pork export volume was up 5%. When the December results are available, pork exports will top 3 million metric tons for the first time in history. November beef exports rose 10%, and U.S. lamb exports were up 13%. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network. From pre-plant to post-harvest, the AmVac potato portfolio includes a variety of products to help ensure success all season long. Experience tried-and-true soil fumigants like Vapam HL, Kpam HL, powerful protection from MoCap, nematicide insecticide, and Blocker 4F fungicide, and innovative green solutions products like Smart Block Potato Sprout Inhibitor. With the AmVac potato portfolio, you can get flexible, proven solutions that fit your needs. To learn about the full portfolio or to contact with a regional representative, visit amvac.com/potatoes.
Check out the Job Opportunities in Agriculture tab on the Red River Farm Network website. The Roseau County Farm Service Agency in Roseau, Minnesota, is hiring a full-time program analyst. The application deadline is January 17th. For more information, go to the Job Opportunities in Agriculture tab on the Red River Farm Network website. That's rrfn.com. And if you have any ag jobs to fill, contact the Red River Farm Network for more information.
With a look at the news this week in agriculture, here on the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson. The Health and Human Services Department is awarding $306 million to continue its H5N1 avian influenza response. Funds will be used for training, equipment, and hospital preparedness. In a statement, HHS said the risk to humans remains very low, but it is preparing for any possible scenario that could happen. NDSU Saddle and Sirloin Club will present its Little International Agriculturalist of the Year Award to Dr. Gerald Stocka. Stocka is the NDSU Extension Veterinarian and Livestock Stewardship Specialist. The award will be presented at the Little Eye on February 14th. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has re-signed and suspended Parliament for 3 months. This follows a disagreement with Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland last month over the Canadian response to President-elect Donald Trump's threat of new tariffs. Freeland, who was also the Deputy Prime Minister, was a close ally to Trudeau, but pushed back on his proposals for new spending. North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality has issued a state animal feeding operation permit to Riverview, North Dakota LLP for Abercrombie Dairy, a large concentrated animal feeding operation proposed in Richland County. Richland County Commissioner Nathan Burseth said there have been positive and negative reactions to the project.
I have full faith and trust that the state regulatory commission regulatory agencies will do their due diligence as they have, like you said, the DEQ in regard to the lagoons and then of course you've got the water. And so there is excitement, and there's trepidation, as of course the media has reported from a few folks.
The confirmation hearings for President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominees are being scheduled. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is expected to face the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee on Tuesday. Burgum is nominated to lead the Interior Department. It appears Ag Secretary nominee Brooke Rollins will have her confirmation hearing on Wednesday, and EPA Administrator nominee Lee Zeldin will go through the process on Wednesday or Thursday of next week. The hearing for Robert Kennedy Jr. and the Health and Human Services job has not been scheduled. Governor Kelly Armstrong delivered his 2025 State of the State address and plans to tackle one of the most debated issues over the last several years.
Recognizing the frustration of our constituents and using the expertise and background of our legislators, we are offering the most aggressive, durable, and responsible property tax plan that has ever been proposed. While the different elements are familiar, the overall framework is unique, because in order to solve an old problem, we need to try new things.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman will chair the U.S. Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry. Bozeman was formally named chairman of the committee during Senate reorganization on Tuesday. As chairman, Bozeman will establish the agenda of the Senate Ag Committee in the 119th Congress. He served as the ranking member of the committee in both the 117th and 118th Congresses. International Longshoremen's Association and U.S. Maritime Alliance have reached a tentative labor agreement. This eliminates the threat of a work stoppage on the East Coast and Gulf Coast ports. They will work under the current contract until a ratification vote can be scheduled. Reuters is reporting the Biden administration is expected to release its climate model for the clean fuel tax credits next week, and it will not include the climate smart agricultural practices. That decision would be bad news for ethanol producers who want to have access to these tax incentives. Reuters claims there will be a notice of proposed rulemaking, but the final decisions will be punted to the Trump administration. And a Belgium firm, Agristo, has announced plans to build a potato processing facility in Grand Forks. The family-owned business plans to invest up to $450 million in the plant. Negotiations for the plant's construction are underway, with a goal of finalizing the agreement by mid-year. Agristo is one of the world's top five producers of frozen potato products. And that's been a look at the news this week in agriculture. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
For seven decades, Minnesota Farm Business Management instructors have helped farmers identify where they're at and where they want their farm enterprise to be.
What is the farmer and their family want to achieve in goals, and then holding them accountable to that is what's been successful.
Financial guidance, record keeping, tax management. There are 65 farm business management instructors statewide offering help on a one-to-one basis. Find an instructor near you at agcentric.org.
Don't miss the dry bean scene every Friday at 12:35 on the Red River Farm Network. Specialty crop markets are special and require more digging than corn, soybeans, and wheat. We do that digging by talking with numerous crop scouts, growers, and processors in the North Harvest region or wherever beans that affect local markets are grown. So follow the Dry Bean Scene every Friday at 12:35 on this Red River Farm Network station. The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association.
This week in weather, a presentation of the Red River Farm Network. The Northern Plains and Upper Midwest will be seeing multiple rounds of light snow this weekend. There's a chance of snow that's going to be continuing right into Sunday morning. Strong winds may result in blowing and drifting. Going into next week, a wide variation in temperatures expected. It's really been a quiet but cold winter for much of the Northern Plains. According to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, that trend will continue.
Well, since the holidays, the jet stream has taken a southern track, and that has left a lot of the northern U.S. high and dry, albeit bitterly cold. And it looks like that pattern, generally speaking, will continue for the foreseeable future. I don't see any big signs of a significant warm-up. All the major storm systems, I mean, you're seeing it in the news. Everything's moving through to the south. The big January 5th and 6th storm hit from the Central Plains to the Mid-Atlantic. And then the storm that's unfolding later this week is pretty much even further south, all the way from northeast Texas back to the Mid-Atlantic coast.
Rippey says that is not helping any potential drought situation.
We still see parts of the Red River Valley experiencing drought, especially the southern end or the upper end of the basin. A little bit better shape as you head northward toward the Canadian border. But yeah, until we, I think, see the storm track beginning to shift northward with late winter and spring, it might be the best opportunity to start getting relief, but that's getting us on into February and beyond.
At the beginning of the week, the National Agricultural Statistics Service released crop progress reports in many states, including North Dakota and South Dakota. USDA reports subsoil moisture is 51% short to very short for North Dakota. South Dakota subsoil moisture rated 79% short to very short. The next monthly report coming out February 3rd, and of course during the growing season, those are weekly updates. Crops in the northern two-thirds of Brazil remain in good shape with plenty of moisture. Brazilian ag consultant Corey Melby says it's been a nearly perfect growing season for much of Brazil.
Perfect year, plenty of moisture, could almost say too much. Going to be a fantastic trend line or above trend line yields for most of the nation. In recent days, weeks, Rio Grande do Sul and Paraná are starting to get dry and they're sounding some alarm bells, but it's not a red alert yet.
The concern, though, is Argentina.
Buenos Aires, very dry. Cordoba did get rain last week. You know, this La Nina stuff, it hasn't been an issue for the last 2 months. Everybody thought it would be. Now it seems like it's kicking in, and the forecast is dry for 14 days, hot and dry, or very limited rainfall. So it's early yet for Argentina. You know, they've planted soybeans behind their first crop wheat, so it's more so about emergence and population now early on, not pod fill like in Brazil.
Keeping ahead of the latest disease is a year-round job. NDSU Extension plant pathologist Andrew Friskop says farmers have a lot of questions going into a new growing season. Those were among the topics addressed during the small grain update meetings and the Lake Region Extension Roundup this past week. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Gowan USA fungicides, insecticides, and miticides protect your potatoes. Ask your Gowan USA representative about Zing, Gavel, Badge SC, and Reason 500 SC fungicides, providing a broad spectrum of control of key diseases in potatoes. These offer multiple modes of action for resistance management programs. Find out how Imidan insecticide and Onager miticide provide control of insects and mites to protect your potato acres. Visit GowanCo.com for more information. Gowan USA, family owned and operated in the United States for over 55 years.
This is farm broadcaster Randy Conan asking you to join me and the Red River Farm Network for coverage from Potato Expo. I'll be reporting from Orlando with the latest trends impacting the potato business. This exclusive coverage is sponsored by the National Potato Council, AMVAC, Bayer Crop Science, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Gowan USA, and the Northland Potato Growers Association. On the air and on the road, the Red River Farm Network is reporting agriculture's business.